Peace and blessings, great people. I am your host, JV the Great, and we're back again with a little change up. The show is now called Crypto and Politics, and this is episode 2. The reason I changed it to Crypto and Politics, because there are other things that I would like to cover and speak about, and politics is one. I was tuning in to the hearing yesterday that was conducted that involved the First Amendment, free speech. And as you all know, Robert Kennedy Jr. was there. And if you guys would have seen the hearing for what it was and kind of put aside everything and just tune in and watch how those people conducted themselves, mainly the Democrats, you would have been disgusted. I had to ask myself, how did this country get like this? How did those people get into those seats? It was pathetic. Why are they so terrified of Robert Kennedy Jr.? He was speaking nothing but facts. Speaking the truth, though you may not agree with some of his viewpoints. I mean, why would you want to shut him up and not debate what he's saying? If he's so wrong and he doesn't know what he's talking about, why hasn't someone came out to disprove what he's saying, what he has been saying in the media or whatever? Why are they not trying to debunk his ideologies if what he's saying is not true? But they don't want to do that. The Democrats seem to be the party of lies, deceit, race baiting, and talking about Trump, while also using the weapon, using censorship as a weapon. They want to put out information and news and everything that only supports their narrative, while trying to shut everyone else up. And it was pathetic, man. It was pathetic to see. Mainly Stacey Plaskett. She's representing the Virgin Islands of the United States. And this is a black woman. Now, as a black man, I would think that the way that black people constantly talk about slavery and being oppressed and all this, that, and the third, why would you want to turn around and oppress free speech and view people as, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like they're viewing Robert Kennedy Jr. as a terrorist almost. But it's so sick, it's so pathetic that Stacey Plaskett, her record isn't clean enough to be trying to censor anyone. And the reason I say this is because someone else called her out during the same hearing. And let's see if I can find it. Representative Kat Kamak, I may be saying that wrong, Kat Kamak. She's the congresswoman from Florida. And she pretty much called Plaskett out. She called her out on the Jeffrey Epstein, that whole debacle dealing with Plaskett and Jeffrey Epstein. So let's get into this. Let me read you guys some information surrounding Jeffrey Epstein and Stacey Plaskett, the woman that was trying so hard to censor Robert Kennedy Jr. at the hearing. Now, shout out to the Rubber Duck. If you're not following that account on Twitter, I suggest you do so if you want to read up on some of these tweets. But it's at the Rubber Duck 79. And it starts with how Jeffrey Epstein helped a rising Democratic star, Stacey Plaskett, pull off a political upset knowingly. Democrat Stacey Plaskett says she didn't solicit Epstein for donations. Emails tell a different story. Plaskett met Epstein numerous times after her entry into politics in 2014, visiting Epstein's office in the Virgin Islands and in his New York City townhouse, she said in a deposition. The meetings occurred years after Epstein's conviction on child sex crimes was publicly known, but Plaskett nonetheless met the registered sex offender to solicit campaign donations for herself. Emails revealed in court documents show her directing a fundraising consultant to ensure Epstein is invited to her fundraiser. "I would be grateful for his support," Plaskett wrote in the July 2018 email. Details of the relationship are revealed in court documents released as part of a lawsuit the government of the Virgin Islands filed against J.P. Morgan. Epstein first helped Plaskett's campaign at the request of former Virgin Islands First Lady Cecile Dejongen. "Your help is needed. We are trying to get Stacey Plaskett elected to Congress." Now, I'm going to just pause it right there for a minute. A lot of evil people have powerful positions in this country. And you can tell based on what they choose to speak on and what they choose to ignore. Some of the bills they push, some of the people you see them in photo ops with. There's some evil people that are heads of this country. Now, they're not in these positions for no reason. They're in these positions for one thing, and that's to push forward their agendas. They don't give a damn about the American people. And I'm mainly, you know, referring to the Democrats, because the Democrats is not the party of the people. They do everything in their power to go against the people. I see more Republicans trying to advocate for people of all colors and races than I do Democrats. Now, what you can, you know, you can bank on Democrats speaking on Trump. You can bank on Democrats race baiting, throwing out race issues and bringing up old slavery issues. You can bank on that, but you can't bank on them doing anything progressive. Though they are called the progressives, they're not doing anything to progress the people. They're only progressing their agendas. Now, back to this tweet. Plaskett maintained ties to Epstein long after her victory. Even as public scrutiny mounted over the disgraced financier's sex crimes. Epstein continued to support Plaskett's campaign through late 2018, months before he was arrested on federal child sex trafficking charges. In a deposition conducted on May 9th, Plaskett says she spoke to Epstein numerous times on the phone and visited him at his Manhattan townhouse in September 2018 to discuss political donations. Plaskett acknowledged in her deposition that she was aware of Epstein's reputation and that she could have, quote unquote, known by the time they met in New York that Epstein took young women to his Virgin Islands getaway. Epstein contributed to Plaskett's campaigns in 2016 and 2018. And in July 2018, she asked a consultant to invite Epstein to a fundraiser she planned in New York. Epstein was dead months after his last known encounter with Plaskett. And now if you go to her profile, Stacey Plaskett. First tweet up there is, as of today, July 21st, she has a photo op with President Biden. Now, we know Biden and his Bidenomics aren't doing a damn thing for the country. And we know Biden's number one enemy, which is his top political opponent, Donald Trump. Biden is doing all that he can to make sure that Donald Trump can't run. But nothing seems to be stopping Donald Trump. So yet, the only thing they have left is smear campaigns, the media, and censorship. That's it. Nothing else. Guaranteed, every hearing is going to include a mention of Trump by one, at least two, three of the Democrats, at least. They try to put all the attention and focus on Trump, but they're not. They're discarding all of the facts that's surrounding Biden, his son Hunter Biden, cocaine in the White House, prostitutes being paid for, bribery. But yet they want to put all the focus on Donald Trump. Sad. Ever since the XRP victory, I'm not going to say Ripple victory because it was mainly XRP that received clarity and opened up the floodgates for crypto and a path forward within the United States. So ever since the XRP victory, things have been looking upwards. I say that because we just received a new crypto bill. And according to the House Committee on Agriculture, it was introduced, introducing the Financial Innovation and Technology for the 21st Century Act. This bill establishes a regulatory framework for digital assets. Assets protects consumers, fosters innovation, and positions America as a leader in finance and technology. This bill is the culmination of an extensive feedback process, a historic partnership with the Financial Committee and leadership from Congressman Glenn G.T. Thomas, Rep. French Hill, Rep. Dusty Johnson, and Tom Emmer, and also Warren Davis. Now, we know Tom Emmer and Warren Davis have always had an open mind to crypto, and they have since its inception, they have always tried to be an advocate for it, for the space, but they seems that they were always speaking on deaf ears. So now we finally have a worthy bill that has been presented. It seems to cover everything. One particular piece, though, that some people were getting confused is the 10% of the person's annual income or joint income with that person's spouse, blah, 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 10% of a person's net worth or joint net worth with a person's spouse. After the completion of the transaction, the purchaser does not own more than 10% of the total amount of the units of the digital assets sold in reliance on the exemption on this paragraph. Now, a lot of people took that as if the bill was trying to say that retail was limited to the amount of crypto assets that they could buy. That actually is not the case, and we can thank Eleanor Terrett for clearing that up and getting and providing clarity. Shout out to Eleanor Terrett. She goes on to say, so this only refers to initial coin offerings from issuers to non-accredited investors. It involves purchases of digital assets through a new exemption laid out in Section 201. That's similar to Reg D, Reg A, or Reg CF. Initial offerings of a digital asset that are not made through that exemption will be subject to different rules. Big takeaway, unaccredited investors would have an opportunity to get into initial offerings of digital assets. Now, I think that's a good thing. Though we're not accredited, we still can participate in these ICOs for these new blockchain tokens, but yeah, for these new blockchains and their tokens that are being created. So I see that as a good thing. And Eleanor also says that she was told that Patrick McHenry and his team personally pushed to include the new exemption that allows a pathway for unaccredited investors to get in on initial offerings in the new crypto market structure bill. Shout out to Patrick McHenry, man, and he's a Republican. Keep that in mind. Eleanor Terrett also says that the House Democrats call out House Republicans for prioritizing the crypto market structure bill over the 2023 farm bill, calling the former a handout to crypto exchanges, Wall Street, and Silicon Valley VCs. Now, that's typical for the Democrats to weigh in that way to try to cast this whole scenario in a bad light when you all could have did something about the farm bill like a while ago. This crypto bill is way past due. It's needed, and it protects investors, and it provides more opportunities, and it's going to gear up the entire space to welcome in more capital, not only for crypto, the crypto space, you know, as a small as a whole, but we're talking about the entire country. We're talking about the United States. This is finally the time for the United States to get ahead and actually get into the space. We see other places, other areas setting forth frameworks for these assets, but the United States has been lagging behind. Now that an actual worthy bill has been presented, the Democrats now want to find something negative to say and potentially try to hold it back. Now, when this bill gets to the floor, I'm honestly, my hopes are not set high because I know the type of people that the Democrats are. They can care less about the people. They can care less about, you know, creating more opportunities as far as investing and getting ahead and raising funds, and they can care less about that. It seems that today's time that's filled with chaos and high prices and restrictions and censorship, that's all they care about. So they're not fans or proponents of creating new opportunities for everyday people like you and me to participate in these new technologies and have our investments 10 times, 20 times. They're not interested in that. They hate the fact. They hate to even think about us retail, us small people getting ahead some kind of way. So when this thing gets to the floor, I'm honestly expecting all Democrats to vote against it. But that's just me. I'm just being honest. Republicans, I expect for majority of them to vote in favor of it. But Democrats, man, wishful thinking. But anyway, we're gonna, you know, keep our eyes glued to see the progress of what happens with this bill. We're also going to be, you know, staying in tune with the politics. And on that note, you can follow me on Twitter at JV the Great. Anything you want me to cover, anything you think that's noteworthy and worth looking into, then shoot it to my DM. You know, I'm cool, dude. I ain't going to ignore you or nothing like that unless you're not following me and I don't see your tweet. Or if you say something that's disrespectful or just not worth the response, then, you know. But at the least, you know, I will acknowledge you.